Agencies are unhappy with the limitations of the Pathways internship program. The program is now 2 years into its existence, and agency use of Pathways so far is underwhelming, according to experts. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller's here with details on why some are saying Pathways has some problems that need fixing. What limitations are agencies struggling with under Pathways, Jason?
I think there's several things that agencies are not happy with, but I think we need to start maybe at the beginning, the fact that, hey, this is something we talk about time and again. Change is hard, right? I mean, the previous programs, SCEP and STEP, as they were well known, were around for decades, and HR managers and others knew the ins and outs, the loopholes and such. But Pathways is new. It's only about 2 years old, and agencies are still adjusting to the new rules. And again, as we've said time and again, change is hard. You got to have that change management piece. So maybe there's some frustration there with a new program. Now, that being said, though, I think there's also some real concerns about the implementation of the program. Kevin Mahoney is the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Commerce Department.
The thing about the Pathways program, I think that hurts us at this point, is not that so much that you have to do a vacancy announcement, but you can't do a targeted vacancy announcement. So you can't point your announcement at certain schools to get the kind of talent that you used to get in the past. And it makes it a little bit more cumbersome. And OPM is well aware of our concerns about the program. I believe they're doing something to address it. However, it's still an important program. It includes the PMF program, which is a great source of talent out there, and in some cases goes untapped because people aren't aware of it or for budgetary reasons can't use it. But it's a great source of talent.
Mahoney spoke today at the Association of Government Accountants CFO-CIO Summit in Washington. Now, you heard Mahoney mention PMF. That's the President's Management Fellow effort. That's to bring the best and the brightest into the government. OPM did fold the PMF program into Pathways. Now, Mike Casella is the CFO at the General Services Administration. He says, in regards to Pathways, agencies still haven't quite figured out how to use it.
We put out announcements where because the thinking is interns need only general qualifications, we've got a finance internship program where we had a nurse that we basically had to hire, for example, as an intern for a finance program that had literally no finance background whatsoever. And that was because of this thought. Now, I hope this is going to change, but the idea that you don't need to target this at all, because it's an entry-level position. I think any of you who have tried to hire even just fives or sevens into a finance program or an IT program know that's not true. You still want someone who has some combination of educational and work experience coming in.
That's Mike Casella. He's the Chief Financial Officer at the General Services Administration, talking about the Pathways program. There are shortcomings, though, here. Right, Jason?
Absolutely. Now, that's the other issue that's going on. It's not just around the One Pathways program, but it's also the President's Management Fellows program, which has been around for years. And Casella says, hey, there are some things that need to be improved on that as well.
As a former PMI myself, I think it was a huge mistake for OPM to get rid of the interview process for the PMF program. I think that really made a difference in bringing in people who you could have some confidence had already hit a certain bar coming in. I went through the process. I thought it was hard. It's kind of scary, but that's the point, is you want people who actually have hit that bar. And I think now making it just a paper process, I think there are still a lot of good PMFs that are coming in, but I don't think it's entirely coincidental that my understanding is this year there were a huge number of PMFs who were not taken by agencies. I just think the lack of the interview, and generally it's not as selective a program as it used to be.
Now, Max Steyer is the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. He agrees with Casella. He says the decision not to continue the interviews is part of a cost savings effort in the wake of budget cuts and sequestration. But Steyer also says the lack of agency participation in the PMF also is in part due to the sequestration and shutdown. So that's kind of one of those unintended consequences that you don't think about when we do talk about sequestration and such.
Now, anecdotally, I hear that all of the rules and issues are slowing agencies down or sometimes stopping them from using Pathways. Do the numbers bear that out?
I think so. You know, there's a recent survey of about 62 Chicos and other federal HR leaders that the Partnership for Public Service and Grant Thornton did. And of those who responded, 47% said they're not using the Pathways program or using it only to a limited extent. 33% said they're using Pathways to a moderate extent, and only 20% said they're using Pathways to a great or very great extent. And the survey also talked about their frustrations. The HR leaders who use the program rated it as poor, or on average, they said the degree to which Pathways was meeting their needs was not good. Most repeated the criticism that stemmed from one particular item, the requirement mandating that agencies accept applications from all sources, regardless of the agency's need or circumstance. Again, what you heard some of the people from the panel today talk about. One Chico said, "We're not happy with Pathways. It's simply not working. The public notice requirement is killing me. The regulations do require agencies post all employment opportunities to the USAjobs.gov website and accept all applications, and that volume of applications is tough." Once Chico told the survey, they received more than 30,000 applications for 10 jobs that they were each posted in only about 5 days. Now, at the same time, there's this volume of applications. Agencies also are saying they don't have the tools to go through all these applications, the assessment tools. One Chico asked, "How do you deal with that, meaning the volume, especially within the confines of merit principles?" Now, Federal News Radio also did a survey of Chicos and Deputy Chicos and others, and we found similar frustrations. Even though 93% of our respondents say they're implementing Pathways, the comments that we got were entirely negative as well. They called it a flawed program, a poorly implemented program, a huge disappointment because of the quality of the candidates, of what the candidates used to be. Now, I did finally just heard back from OPM today about these frustrations. Obviously, you heard Kevin Mahoney say they are working with agencies. And according to OPM, one of the things that they just sent me back from a spokesperson is they are working with over 60 federal agencies to assist with the recruitment of students and recent graduates through Pathways. They're doing workshops and panel discussions and job fairs. And they also, since all agencies have to designate a Pathways program officer, there is something called what they're calling office hours, virtual meetings for Pathway program office hours, PMF coordinators, that are held every fourth Wednesday of each month. And typically about 30 agencies meet up, I guess, to discuss challenges and other problems. And I'll have more from OPM tomorrow morning and online later today.
All right. We just have a minute or minute and a half left. How do those challenges that you've detailed about Pathways relate to the broader challenges around hiring in government? Because a lot of the things that I heard in our survey and in the Grant Thornton survey that you referenced aren't just limited to Pathways. They're the same kinds of things that hiring managers are frustrated with all across government in every area.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And in fact, panelists today at the AGA event said the hiring has improved to some extent, but there still are too many rules and it can take too long. Obviously, Commerce's Mahoney is right in the middle of something around direct hire authority. He said he asked OPM for direct hire authority, but it's really difficult for any agency to get approval because he called it at one point, it was like death by 1,000 cuts because there's so many hoops you had to jump through that eventually you said, you know what, it's just not worth it.
Right.
Now, I think that's one of the big problems. In fact, Steyer from the partnership, he says that they submitted a proposal to OPM to actually change the standard for direct hire authority to go from a shortage of highly qualified to a shortage of minimally qualified candidates. That would make it easier for agencies as well. So there's a lot going on around hiring authorities, and I think what's happening here is agencies say, yes, we need competition, but we need more flexibility.
All right. You have more, as you mentioned, on federalnewsradio.com and tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive.
Absolutely. And this is something, obviously, it's not going to go away. So we'll keep on it.